The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. You better hold on to your socks. To my right is Professor Brian Masonville.
And I'm not a professor. I'm an engineer.
You know, hello to everyone. But do you teach anything to students on
Yes,
this
I do a lot. I do a lot of tutoring. And
then you're a professor.
I tend to run classes when, like, if Professor Roach is out with COVID, they say, can you teach this week? And that turned into two. So, yes,
see?
I do. I do teach classes from
then
time
you
to
are
time.
A professor.
But
I think you're checking a lot of the boxes. I'm just putting it out there.
Should be a tenure any
like
minute.
Like I said, it's very strange to be on the wrong side of the camera.
Well, the good news is our listeners can't tell, but our YouTube viewers will be able to tell. Oh, no. The mystery of what Brian looks like has been revealed just in the last few seconds.
Like Sasquatch.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we can continue around the table. Professor Dan Maggio is here. He doesn't have a basement.
Polishing the paint.
Actually, the camera, from what I understand, is behind you today, so you're good.
Oh, turn around away. There you go.
Are these cameras on?
No, I just turned the one camera on since I'm not there to
my
run.
Camera?
No, just that one.
No, we've got to have Matt's glorious.
Oh. Are you ready for your close-up, Professor Maggio?
Yes.
How is winter sports doing, Dan?
Good. We lost last night, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So it was not a good week.
Hopefully it was a close game.
Yeah, it was.
It's match.
It was a match, yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, it was not close.
Oh.
But it could have been closer. So.
All right.
And we have little kids, too, and they have juniors. We have like 10-year-old kids.
Oh, geez.
They don't care at all. They could fall down. Like a little bird falls out
but
of the tree and hits the ground and doesn't
right.
get hurt.
Right.
Kids are like...
Wow.
It pays to be short.
Hey, ice is hard. I don't know. That one time you took us there, I think that I probably bruised something. It's still healing from the one fall that I had. So anyway, Professor James Balfour Tubbs
yes.
is here with us. Good to see you, Jim.
Good to see you, too.
All right. So how is winter treating you? This internet thing lately of it being the 56th day of January or something like that?
The 105th day of January.
Yeah, it just feels that way.
The 105th day of the polar vortex.
Yes.
Having, you know, since moving here, it didn't take me long to come to hate the term Arctic air mass and hate the term Alberta Clipper.
Yeah.
Now I have polar vortex to make a triumvirate of hated expressions.
No, it's true. And the weird inversion of it, which again, I gotta say, I used to make fun of Farmer's Almanac all the time, but they follow El Nino and La Nina. This air mass that comes from the north is warmer. So all of this stuff for the last 6 months is going basically at the Michigan-Ohio line, mm-hmm. and we're getting rain while everybody else is getting snow
yep.
and stuff like that. So just interesting.
Yeah,
you
I've
know?
Been noticing that because when I drove back from the Christmas holidays, it was like the 3rd of January, I think, and
Ooh.
I happened to catch mm-hmm. the transcontinental drift
right.
a day early. So once I drove into Pennsylvania, it was snowing
right.
all the way across Pennsylvania, all the way across Ohio. But it stopped. It stopped above Toledo.
Toledo, yeah.
That was it.
That makes sense.
That was the dividing line.
Thank you, Great Lakes, for doing us a favor every once in a while.
Jim, you just need to reframe it. That's all.
Reframe it.
Yeah.
As what?
It's a Canadian summer.
Oh, okay.
So what are the hated expressions in North Carolina?
Oh, good question. A nor'easter?
Well, I didn't have any that I hate as much as those three, so I'm not so sure.
Okay.
The double 90s. August, when it will be over 90 degrees and over 90% humidity in Wilmington. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
I'll take the
double 90s with
polar vortex any day over that.
Or maybe even a hurricane would be something to be avoided. But
no.
Every once in a while, right? It's a little rarer, usually. Continuing around the table and drinking a red Powerade, maybe?
Yeah, it is.
It's the AI, also known as Dave Cho.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes, exactly. So. That's what we program the AI to say when I introduce you.
Sure.
So what's going on in the neighborhood that I don't know about, Dave?
I haven't come up for air in days.
Wow.
So I've
okay.
been working
Neither
for
I.
the you know the lovely ladies of UDM Chemistry. So.
That's what I hear. Lots of logos and T-shirt ideas and all
Among
sorts
other
of
things.
Wild stuff going on. That's pretty
Oh, by the way, I'm also working funny. On the UDM Ask the Professor gift shop
Oh, of
items
course
too,
you
so.
Are. Of course you are.
Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about doing the Ask the Professor grappa?
Uh-huh.
So I'm
We're building
on...
off of that.
Oh, yeah.
We're making our own liquor line. I can't wait.
Ooh.
Wait till you see.
I think we need a bourbon line.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's Stephen's specialty.
Yeah. Could we have it blessed by the Jesuits?
Oh, well, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Frankly, they should be the beta testers now that I think about it.
I know one who will be.
Well, I was hoping to take it over to curling and let Dan chill it.
Apparently, you can drink and curl, so you know, might as well. Frankly, now I'm wondering what exactly is in the Powerade now that I think about it. Besides red dye 40.
Yeah, I was going to say, what red dye is this I'm ingesting right about? I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Well, folks.
All natural.
Yeah, I'm going to glow tonight.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Matt and professors, below are 25 prison lingo terms I expect the oh-so-innocent profs to have to figure out.
Whoa, innocent?
Some are somewhat obvious. Some are oddly hilarious. I've spared you the grisly side of things.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. I hope they provide a bit of a challenge to the learned panel this time around.
We're learned and innocent. I hope we're not too learned in that particular area.
Exactly. Thanks once again for your great show. Sincerely, Beverly Hollis, our good friend from Redmond, Washington.
Thank you, Beverly.
Look at this. Redmond, Washington, and we don't even have a hide nor hair of Beth and Heather. That's just too bad. Okay, so I think that, you know, mostly, having looked at these ahead of time, we're talking some pretty functional stuff here. So there's a way to sort of discern what's going on. And we all know that folks at Jesuit schools are good at discernment. So bean slot. What's the bean slot?
Your mouth.
It's not. That's
your
not
nose?
What it says here. It is not a part of the body.
Oh.
Is it the little flap on the door that they slide
the thing in the door?
They slide the food through when you're in the hole in particular. Yeah. Yep.
That makes sense.
What are blues? Blues.
When you're in solitary.
The jumper suit you wear.
It's the suit you wear, actually. You know, I don't think you'd get the blues if you were
there. I thought they were
orange. In the hole. Yeah, no, that's absolutely
true. Well, I imagine, orange are the normal and blues are the special.
Okay. Oh, seasonal.
Ah, you got to match.
Yeah.
I'm noticing now that the terms are all in alphabetical order. That's very helpful, Beverly. Thank you. Brake fluid. What's brake fluid? I'll give you a hint. It's not a liquid. Because that makes perfect sense.
And brake, spelled B-R-A-K-E.
B-R-A-K-E. So, you know.
Is that something that stops you from getting out of jail?
I mean, you're really close in theory, but it's an actual object.
Is that handcuffs?
Not handcuffs.
Foot, leg cuffs or something?
How about the sort of thing that would help you with, in general, calming down or controlling someone psychiatrically?
Sedatives?
Basically drugs. Yeah,
medication.
Brake fluid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brake fluid.
I was thinking a club. You know, that slows people down.
Mm-hmm. Brogans. Brogans. B-R-O-G-A-N. Brogans.
Brogans. Shoes. Oh.
Yeah. No, they're the state-issued boots that pretty much every prisoner gets.
Oh, that's I was thinking friends.
Shoes are
like
clothes.
Bros.
I was thinking bros, too. Something
It's a group of people. They're known that work, I would say, in the prison. They're known as brownies.
The
lunchroom ladies?
The people, the guards?
Our lunch ladies is the people who work in the kitchen are the brownies, but they're the prisoners who get like their special job is to work in the kitchen. Yeah.
I figured they were the young girls.
The ones
selling cookies. Exactly, because they're showing up at the front door of the prison. What's a bullet? Most folks know this if they've watched Oz or Prison Break, one of the greatest shows ever, at least the first season. And if you know what a bullet is, that you don't know what a bullet is.
Is it something you swallow?
Obviously. Nobody in this room has ever had a bullet, and it's not literal.
Is it? Not a suppository.
Remember,
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it.
None of the grisly terms.
It wasn't grisly. It's still rated PG.
Yeah.
No. You know what a bullet is? It's a one-year sentence, so quick trip through prison. Oh. So nobody here, as far as I know, Dave is like looking away from
me. I don't think that's that quick.
It's true.
My one night was enough. So.
Yeah, exactly. What's a Cadillac?
A 5-year prison sentence.
Actually, no, that's a nickel.
Well, okay.
Is that like a paddy wagon?
It could refer to two things that are just so standard in prison. One is something you would eat or drink, and the other is something you have in your cell.
Oh, TV.
Nope.
Computer.
A bed.
Radio.
The bed is the Cadillac, because you got that much, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not...
I'm thinking, what's in a cell? I mean,
not much.
Not much.
Doesn't everybody get a bed?
Yep. The other thing that they joke being a Cadillac is just coffee that comes with cream and sugar, since it's so rare. It's pretty much high-level stuff, right? What does it mean when you catch the wall?
Working out?
No.
You're beat up.
They close the door.
I mean, you're getting there, Brian. That's not working out.
Catch the wall.
Catch the wall.
In solitary?
The staff will say this to you when they're going to do something.
Oh, about to frisk you?
But, right, they're going to shake you down in your cell. Oh, okay. So, like, catch the wall, you know, go up against the wall, and then we'll see if you've got any contraband and, you know, things like that, right?
Cold hands.
Catching the chain.
When you go on the chain gang.
I mean, you got sort of a hybrid of it all. That's like when
shackles.
When you're leaving, like it's expected that in X number of weeks or months you're going to be done with your sentence. You're catching the chain, like you're getting ready to go. Hmm. Yeah. Choke sandwich. Yeah, I've actually heard this before, but nothing to do with
high school cafeteria.
high school cafeteria. I mean, you're getting closer than you've ever thought you could. Choke sandwich. We choke when we eat this thing at home.
Oh.
Because sometimes they don't get any jelly at the prison, so...
Oh, peanut butter.
Just a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, that choking. Would be
surprised with all the allergies, they do that.
Mm-hmm. If you've even seen Shawshank Redemption, you know this one. What's a fish?
Is that a rookie?
Basically a new inmate, yep. But it has to specifically be someone who's never been to prison before. Yep. Oh. Never been to prison before. What does it mean if you get buzzed in prison?
Your haircut?
Mm-mm.
Tased?
Although that's pretty good. Gotta say.
Buzzed.
I mean, it makes the sound when you do this. It sort of makes a buzzing sound when you get this done to you.
Get shocked.
Electrocuted.
I was going to say, a prod.
A prod.
Well, I mean, it's something that, let's just say, a lot of people go into prison without one of these, and they come out with a few. Yeah, they're getting a tattoo.
Oh. Exactly.
Very good.
So, that sort of thing. Even though, last time I checked, not really many high-tech tattooing possibilities in prison. Mostly it's just pencils and blood and ink and stuff like that.
Lead poisoning.
Dave,
you could draw some nice ones.
I've done my fair share.
Yep. So. How about joes, as in someone is josing? Obviously, it's a verb.
Drinking coffee?
Mm-mm.
Have a hankering for
their
something.
Military.
They have it out for somebody?
No, it's actually having nothing to do with the prison proper. It's about people on the outside. They're doing something for a prisoner.
Oh, they're bringing them. They're sneaking something in?
Not even sneaking. It's anything you would do to help someone on the inside pass the time. Writing a letter, sending a picture, putting money on like a calling card.
How did that come about?
Yeah, I wonder how that term came about.
I don't know.
Right. Must have known somebody named Joe on the outside. Exactly. Wrote a lot of letters.
Right? Seriously. How about kite? Kite. What's a kite?
Sending a letter out.
You know, you're really, really close. A kite is a nickname for any small piece of paper that has a message that gets sent on the inside. So very, very small piece of paper.
Oh, like those little notes you throw across the floor. Okay.
Yeah, little messages.
Like fortune cookies.
Mm. Sneaker text.
Yep. Yes. Oof. I actually learned about this one a number of years ago.
How come you know all these terms?
By watching a Simpsons episode. Oh. I mean, that's not too shocking. What's a lock in a sock? A lock in a sock.
Yeah. Is that like a weapon?
So, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That is exactly what it is. You put a heavy object in a sock and swing it around to bash somebody's head in. Yeah, that's... Whew.
Yeah, it does not sound
like fun. What's a porcelain termite?
Urinal?
A porcelain termite. I mean, something, it has to do with the ceramics in the bathroom, but someone did something to it.
Ooh. Cracked it?
Basically, there are people that get so upset they rip it off the wall or toss it around or bash on it. They're eating the porcelain, right? So they're a porcelain termite. That's weird.
Wait,
but
of all the things to destroy in your cell, yes, that would be the last thing you would destroy.
The last one I'd get rid of.
Big time. Who's a programmer?
The guy with the books.
Smart guy?
Basically, yep, you hit the nail on the head. The nerds of prison, the people who better themselves, they go to class, they get a degree. Yep, that's programming.
That one at least made, that one at least made sense. Mm-hmm. You could figure that one. It made sense.
Yeah. You got there. You got there. Yeah. How about Pruno? P-R-U-N-O.
Unlike this one.
In the shower too long?
No. Although that's, I mean, that's pretty good. That's, I gotta say, I can dig it.
I don't know.
Yep. A pruno is something that you're going to make, and then you're going to ingest it, if that helps.
A pruno.
And by the way, it says nobody takes pruno for the taste. That's one of the little hints that's listed here.
Oof. Is this like the peanut butter sandwich?
Is it drugs or medicine?
No, just you need to go a little more general than that. You know, the greatest legal drug of the United States is
alcohol.
Alcohol. Oh, I was gonna say caffeine. Anything that can be fermented, left in your room as long as possible, is you trying to get high off of even bread, it says. Anything with sugar in it. So.
Okay. Oh, it's like fermenting. What is this, like toilet wine?
So, will that work?
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Again, nobody has
moonshine,
it for the taste.
Isn't it illegal?
Well, sure.
And that would be a huge deterrent in prison. Yes,
it would. Yes, it would. How about ride leg? When someone is riding leg, what are they doing?
I can think of it as a dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm picturing like Steven's dog getting frisky.
Well, but you know, your dog is kind of doing that to ingratiate itself to you, right? It's sort of like showing its love. So, see,
wagging its tail.
Taking one more step. What do you think it means for a prisoner to ride leg?
Being grateful to somebody.
Yeah, you're sucking
kissing
to the,
the prison guard. Okay.
That exactly.
Okay.
Wow. Probably not many of these left, but stress box used to be what? What's the stress box?
Solitary.
Not solitary. It's actually a good thing, but you can get into a lot of stress if you go in there.
Stress.
Yeah.
Stress box.
Had to wait in line to use it, at least based on the movies I've seen.
Stress box. It's not a telephone booth.
It's the phone booth, phone booth, yep. Mm-hmm.
It was the trailer outside for a...
Yep. This one is getting close to the end of the list. I don't quite know what to say, but wham-whams. What are wham-whams?
Conjugal visits.
I mean, it was going to come up sooner or later. It's not conjugal visits.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. It is a method of paying folks in prison because they still like these things. After all, we're all still... kids at heart. That's your clue.
Wham, wham. Candy?
Candy and cookies. Oh, it's like you can still pay people in candy and cookies.
So, I thought it was something to hurt somebody.
it sounds like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought he said.
I saved this one to last because, you know, I'm guessing that it'll engender even a little bit of laughing just from me saying it. But a person, a category of person on the inside, so a prisoner, can be viewed as a sucker ducker. What is a sucker ducker?
Oh, somebody that avoids getting hit.
Basically, yeah. It's someone who stays as far away from the trouble inside a prison as they can. Yeah. So, you know, someone a little bit too on the up and up. So those were actually kind of fun.
Mm.
That was interesting. Yeah, probably it sounds like she had to do a lot of work for those. So
definitely
let's congratulate
not prison.
So. Yeah.
Watch Breaking Bad or something.
I mean, seriously. I was thinking Prison Break. What's the other one I just said? Shawshank Redemption, Oz, or Orange is the New Black for the female perspective, right? So, professors, not a watchdog group, not at all, like a data group, which has an odd name, Coffiness, put together for 2025 the most popular Super Bowl foods by state. And the most popular Super Bowl sweets or desserts by state. And I've got a couple questions that I figured I'd ask you to finish our show for today. This is actually kind of fun. So we're in, last time I checked, the state of Michigan, the great state of Michigan. Michigan actually shares with the greatest number of other states in the United States its best Super Bowl food. So whatever the top Super Bowl food served per capita in Michigan is shared by at least almost 20 other states.
Wings.
Do you know
nachos.
What it is?
Wings.
Pizza?
Wings.
It's none of the things that I've heard.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
this.
Where are the
Absolutely.
Nachos?
Yeah. And it's just sort of like, which one am I not being invited to? Yeah. I've seen this at Super Bowl parties before.
Well, like
see if I can get
a chip
you there.
Dip?
Dip?
It's a dip. It's a very specific kind of dip that kind of has come in the last 10 years.
That seven-layer dip?
Not seven-layer.
Chili dip.
That's good. Not chili.
Skinny?
Let's say that I would have said wings to start with because you're buffalo, on the right track.
Buffalo dip.
Buffalo chicken dip is about half the country is their top Super Bowl food. No, it's true.
My son makes it.
Yeah. No, I've had it. I mean, but I can think of a couple of other things better than that.
Now, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, and California, considering the chunk of the country that they all contiguously make up.
You mean Canada's alternate provinces?
Canada's alternate provinces. What did Newsom say the other day? We're going to seriously consider secession. Okay, go for it. Their top Super Bowl food is completely different from the rest of the country. As a matter of fact, it is a standard steak dinner food, and I was shocked to see that for those four states, this is the top Super Bowl food.
Baked potato?
It's a baked potato. No just way. A regular old baked potato. Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
Absolutely.
I mean, I like baked Idaho. Potatoes, but...
It must be like a baked
You would think that would be Idaho if anybody has.
Seriously.
All the stuff on it.
Alaska is the only... Is the only state in the country whose top Super Bowl food is sort of a classic picnic fare. It is not seal or whale or anything like
that. Hot dogs?
I'd say classic picnic fare, but not
potato salad.
On the meat side. Not oh, you're getting close with potato salad.
Macaroni salad.
People have to put in a lot of effort to make these individual little things that people love to eat.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, yeah. Deviled eggs.
Do you know that I've learned that is a popular Christmas dinner fare in certain parts of the country.
All the time at Christmas dinner.
If they're made well, they're big awesome. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I love deviled eggs.
You will not.
But I think about them as a summer food, you know.
You will not be shocked at all to learn that for Hawaii, you know, some survey they did, their top Super Bowl food is a poke bowl. I mean, why not? You got lots of things being mixed together.
Spam?
But you will be unbelievably shocked. Unbelievably shocked to learn the other state of the union whose top Super Bowl food is a poke bowl. You will never get this. I mean, that's
Rhode
the only
Island.
Clue I can give you. Rhode Island is like a good guess, but that's not it. Just think the opposite of everything you're thinking.
Texas.
Minnesota.
It's not Texas.
North Dakota.
No, it's not North
Iowa.
Dakota either.
Are we in the Alabama, Louisiana area?
Possibly, but it's none of those.
It's a landlocked state.
Florida?
It is not a landlocked state. Oh. It's Florida. Florida is the poke bowl.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're trying to be tiki light.
Right.
Exactly.
Tiki light.
Yep. I was shocked to learn that Texas, I mean, make fun of the baked potato people, you know, make fun of the buffalo chicken dip people.
We did.
Texas is, well done.
We will.
Texas is the only state with the boring regular hot dog. That is their top Super Bowl
Snore.
Food. I'm like,
not even a Coney dog?
Do better than that.
And
come
let me
on.
Guess, they'll probably put ketchup on
oh,
it.
Oh my, Brett, actually the picture here has mustard, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. Oh my gosh, I think there was only one more. Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi are the only three states to have this as their top Super Bowl food. It is, in the end, a vegetable, and I found
it very
interesting.
I was going to say alligator.
Yeah. Candy corn.
No. Oh. That is not a vegetable, Dave.
Vegetable.
It's a vegetable. It's a deep, deep fried vegetable.
Fried okra?
Deep-fried
like
cauliflower.
Very, very well-known Southern Comfort novel from back in the 80s, 70s.
Fried green tomatoes?
Fried green tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I can understand
exactly.
that. Fried green tomatoes are great.
Yep.
But I didn't know that was a Super
Nobody
Bowl
had
food.
Hamburgers on there?
Nobody has burgers. I can tell you some of the other ones. They are wild. New Mexico, all the way at the top. Only state. Sopapillas. Makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Who doesn't
yep.
like fried dough? Colorado, only state, garlic knots. I mean, I love garlic knots, but is it my top Super Bowl food?
Sure
I don't
eat
know.
A whole bowl.
And Louisiana, not too surprisingly, etouffee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the sweet side. Once again, Michigan, top of the list. We love to go with the flow. However, it's a little bit smaller now. About 10 states have this as your top Super Bowl sweet. And, you know, the more that I talk to people about this very, very specific sort of out of the ordinary cookie, the more I realize it's kind of regional. Like, I talk to people across the country, and they're like, what are you talking about?
The snickerdoodle?
So, not a snickerdoodle. Mm-mm.
What else is a regional sweet?
A North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and nearly all of
I
New England.
I think I would know cookies.
This.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brian, yeah, come on. You're the cookie
you
ringer.
Know cookies.
It's not Trannery toast.
It has a very... Oh. obvious image when you see this cookie, you're like, I basically know what's going on.
Gingerbread?
And it's not
Oreos.
Gingerbread, it's not Oreos, it's not chocolate chip. It's a little out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary,
Brian, come on, what else does your wife make that's out of the ordinary?
Oatmeal.
It uses a well-known candy pressed into the middle of it.
Oh, that's Hershey Kiss.
Right, so...
Oh, those sugar cookies with...
Yeah, the peanut butter...
People call them peanut butter blossoms.
You make them at Christmas. Yes.
Oh, exactly. Peanut butter blossoms. Yeah,
that's
oh,
the no. top thing across
leftover
the country.
Leftover Halloween candy would be the top one.
Like I said.
All right, so maybe this is a good time to ask, who actually collected this data?
Again, this this website called Coffiness. I'm giving them credit.
I'm sure it's
here.
A PhD paper somewhere.
Almost the entire American South. And when I say South, I don't mean South. I mean the South, including Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, and everything over to the side has this very, very classic American dessert as their top Super
apple
Bowl
pie.
Dessert. It's not apple pie. That's a great guess.
It's a pastry.
Think of a different fruit.
Strawberry shortcake.
It's strawberry shortcake, yes.
Oh,
everybody's got
cobbler.
That one there for
in February?
I don't know. Hawaii, Alaska, I don't know, maybe it's a northern thing, but not really Hawaii. Washington, Oregon, and Montana have this thing that, I don't know, I don't think Super Bowl for this. We make it when we have some things go bad in the kitchen, and yeah, that's their top
banana
Super Bowl
bread?
Dessert. Banana bread is what they make.
Oh.
So, sure, you know.
I'd rather have
when
banana
When you said
pudding.
Go bad in the kitchen, it's you know, always, you know, know I mean? When, yeah. when the bananas go bad, you make banana bread.
Exactly.
There is no accounting for taste.
Let's finish off this rather weird scenario here. Again, I don't know if this is real, but it's put up into a giant infographic.
Somebody
so
got
I thought
paid
it would
to make
kind
that.
Of
it's
got to
be real.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
I said, it's a PhD paper.
Very out of the ordinary. Of the states that have like one thing and they're the only state that brings it up, it will not surprise a single Michigander to know that the great the state of Ohio has this confection that they are very well known for as their top Super Bowl dessert.
The Buckeye?
It's a Buckeye. I guess. Yeah. Describe for our listeners who may be all over the world what a Buckeye is.
It's just a peanut butter ball.
It's a chocolate covered
in chocolate.
Ball.
Yes.
Yeah, because it looks like the Buckeye nut that
uh-huh.
is the
yes.
mascot of the Ohio State University. Yeah.
They make your teeth itch if you eat too many.
I was going to look at Jim, not because you're a complete representation of the American South, Jim, but I thought it was interesting. The only other one where it was one state with that thing was West Virginia. Any off the top of your head?
I don't know, a piece of coal?
District 12, yeah, exactly. No, it says pineapple upside down cake for West
you're
Virginia.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
it says. So.
I thought that would have been Hawaii.
Canned pineapple you can get any time of the
say,
year.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I would think of that as Hawaii.
Fresh pineapple.
Hawaii, again, is classic banana bread. I find it absolutely
no, they don't ruin pineapple that way in Hawaii.
But they have a lot of pineapple.
They do, but you
lot.
Eat it fresh.
That's exactly
you
right.
don't eat it.
I saw something the other day from quote unquote whatever, you know, seed or seedling to maturity giving fruit. Pineapple is a son of a gun. It's like 8 years or something like that. It's
wow.
a very long time
really?
To make
that's
a pineapple.
Why, that's why Dole had to foment a government takeover in
right.
the late 1800s.
Right,
Hawaii.
Exactly.
So his pineapples would, you know, have plenty of time to
there you go.
Ripen.
We've traversed the entire United States. Unfortunately, professors, the time has come to say goodbye. Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dan.
I'm hungry.
And Brian.
See you next time.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.